Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's up, everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. So I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show today. If you're into football, you're into Dancing with the Stars, we have pro athlete player Vernon Davis coming to the studio. But before that, we wanted to say welcome back. Guys, I've been gone for a while since this whole COVID outbreak situation. And it's been good to be back in the studio. So for all those that have been tuning in to a lot of the replays and all that stuff, I do appreciate all your guys' loyalship and all your guys' just all your guys' support. It's been really grateful. And I see the numbers, and I always say how grateful I am. So thank you guys for sticking it out. And I hope everyone's been doing well through this whole COVID-19 situation. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. And again, I love you guys all, and I appreciate it. So before that, we're going to, we're coming back here strong. We got, anyone that's been tuning in, we always bring in some guest co-hosts, and we always like to rotate. So I'm bringing into the studio a longtime dear friend of mine, my dear friend, Mr. James Bowman. Welcome back to Indie100.com Radio, Staros Entertainment, UBN. Welcome back here, James Bowman. Haven't been here in a bit, right?
Tyrone Tan, so glad to be back.
Cool,
it's
man.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I know, you know, we always like to rotate guest co-hosts, and I know you're a sports buff, so I thought it would be a great one for you to join in here. But really quickly, just what have you been up to since, you know, the whole COVID-19? How you been hounding yourself? Just to kind of a little icebreaker here.
Well, I've been at home a lot.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think everyone's been.
Yeah, I've been doing. Working virtually. That's been a good thing for me.
Okay.
I'm getting tech savvy and up to speed with everything that's taking place transitional wise with everything, you know, with the outbreak, etc. Been walking a lot. AM yoga, cooking. Basically just staying at home and talking to people on the phone and
trying to catch up with family and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And has everything been okay on your end, like as a family, friends, anyone that's that has had any situations, or pretty much all you've been blessed with?
I've been extremely lucky. I haven't had any news of anyone that I'm close to or know getting COVID.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great to know. And it's great to see you. Like I said, I haven't really physically gotten to seeing people face to face in a long time, without a mask, so to speak. And, and it's been a while. I mean, I think I went to a restaurant for the first time just like a week or so ago. And it's kind of weird still, but it's kind of cool. So I've been trying to keep it safe. And we also got in the studio here. A dear friend. He's going to just come in for a little bit to say hello. He's a guest co-host of the guest co-host. We have a longtime dear friend of mine, Mr. Henry Penzi. Henry Penzi, how's it going, my man?
Great. Thank you for having me, Tyrone.
Yeah. Well, Henry, how you been dealing with the whole COVID and all that stuff? How's it been going?
Well, it's been difficult for me, but I did quarantine myself in a farm for like 5 months.
Wow.
I just wanted to get away from the city and just be in a farm and try that out.
Cool.
Grew some watermelon, some cantaloupe. It was a great experience.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. So everyone just knows that we're here kind of safe. We're all like kind of 6 feet apart, so to speak, in the studio. And it's really cool to kind of see everyone again face to face. But we are going to, Henry, it's a special day for you. You got a dear friend coming into the studio as well. Going to be coming in. So we'll be bringing him in. But before that, really quickly, the guest co-host, I don't know if you remember James Bowman, if you got the memo. We always talk about some movie reviews. Now, considering that the theaters have been closed for the last several months, I'm sure you've been probably binge-watching things or anything like that, or Henry, if there's anything you've been binge-watching. Is there any favorite shows that you've been watching since there's not really movies, so to speak? Because I love going to the movies, and that's the one thing I've been missing this whole time is going to the theaters. But is there anything that you've gotten to see or watch throughout this time?
Yeah, I got hooked on a Netflix show. called Ozark.
Okay, Ozark. Yeah, okay.
Ozark. I know it's been beautiful. Real big. Had a lot of friends talk to me prior to COVID and told me it was such a good show, and took the time to sit down and just watch it and binged on it, and thought Jason Bateman did a really good job.
Yeah, that's a that's a really highly critically acclaimed show. Everyone's been telling me about it. I should catch up on checking that out. Henry, about you, have you seen anything lately?
I was watching, like I said, I was on a farm with no TV. I didn't know what was going on.
Milking cows and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that? Oh wow. Okay.
Riding dirt bikes, fishing, camping. I mean, it was fun.
Is it out of state farm or was it out of country farm?
No. It's in Texas.
Okay.
But it was like away from everybody kind of thing. The nearest store was like 15 miles.
Wow.
Grocery store and stuff like that. So it was great.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed myself.
Well, what I kind of got into, there's like two shows that I kind of got into really quickly before we bring in our guest of the hour. I got into Cobra Kai. You've heard about that. Cobra Kai, which was like kind of like I said, continuation of the movie Karate Kid franchise.
Oh, my God. I know that movie. I think my friend was on that movie.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like the like
Paul,
one of the
– right?
The,
Paul? Hauser.
Oh, yeah. Paul Walton Hauser. Yeah. Paul, he's on that. Oh, yeah. He's on that. Yeah. But, yeah, he's on that. It stars Ralph Macchio and William Zabka and, you got Paul as well who's in that. And it's got why am I blanking out here? But it's one of the Zolo Maranduena, and Courtney Hengeler, Tanner Buchanan.
Great cast.
Yeah, I mean, there's and Martin Cove. It's a great. And if no one's ever seen Cobra Kai, it used to be on YouTube, and now it's on Netflix, and it just kind of exploded even more. They're going into season three. It gets hooked. And everyone that I've talked to, everybody that I've talked to, at least, has said the same thing. They love it. They would get hooked in, even if they didn't really care for it in the beginning or care to watch it. Now it's on Netflix. So I just highly recommend, if it's something you haven't seen, to check it out. It's Cobra Kai. Catch up. Their season three is going to be coming up. Have you seen it, James?
I started watching it last week, actually.
Okay. Are you reading The Karate Kid or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Love that movie when I was a kid.
Well, cool. Well, okay. So I would just say, again, so James says, check out Ozark, starring Jason Bateman.
Absolutely.
I say check out Cobra Kai, if you can. That's on, again, are they both on Netflix?
I believe so.
Yeah, Cobra Kai's on Netflix. Yeah.
They both are.
But, check those out. I just highly recommend that. And then hopefully we'll get back in the theaters soon. Is there any movies you're expecting to see or can't wait to see, Henry? I know you're in the movie scene and that comes out once it comes out into the theaters.
God, nothing that rings a bell. I mean, everything went on hold. All these movies that were supposed to come out. And I think Brad Pitt had a good one coming out that he produced, but it everything's on hold.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is your favorite genre of movies? Just curiosity. I know you're involved with a lot.
I like musicals.
Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah, me too. What's your favorite musical?
Oh, well, Grease.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
Wow. Okay. I was a big fan of Sound of Music.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I love the classic stuff like that. Grease was a good one. Newsies. I like Newsies. But yeah, there's a lot of great musicals. I really like that. And kind of a hidden musical lover.
Yes.
But cool. So I don't know if you got the other memo, James. The other memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We find ways to bring in the guests of the hour onto the show.
Okay.
Sometimes you bring them in the Millennium Falcons, gliders, limos. What way did you arrange for this special guest of the hour to be brought in into the show this time?
I'm thinking something original.
Okay.
Something manly.
Manly? Okay, he's a manly
let's
man.
Let's go with a chariot.
Chariot. Let's go with a chariot. Okay. So, yeah, we'll be going in with a chariot. So we have here, and I know this is kind of up your alley, James, because you're very football. Are you a football, baseball, or... I know you love sports, and you could talk like I could talk about movies all day long. I know you could talk about sports, but what is your favorite? What's your favorite sport?
I would have to say football.
Football.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was born in San Francisco, so
okay.
I grew up watching Montana, Steve Young.
Okay.
And some additional players.
So
as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
well, which is cool because we got here.
We have a surprise.
Yeah. So we got here an athlete coming to the studio. I don't know if you know.
Okay.
But what we're gonna do? We're gonna be introducing. But we're gonna we're gonna bring him. He's now also not only was he an athlete, but he's also one of the stars on Dancing with the Stars. Which is currently out. And so we'll bring him in. We'll bring him on the chariot. So all you got to do is open that door. And are you gonna be whistling him into the studio? You got to whistle in the, it's a, with the chariot with the horses, right?
How okay. does it go?
Yeah, yeah, so basically, so all you got to do
I don't
is,
know. Is it a,
yeah,
is it
so all you got to do is open up that studio, and then what we're going to be bringing, yeah, actually, so on the count of three, on the count of three, you'll whistle up on that studio, okay. And then we'll be bringing Vernon Davis into this studio, okay? So on the count of three, one, two, three, go.
All genres.
Hold on, wait, one more time. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Ready? On the count of three. Here we go. Here he comes into the studio. He is a former American football tight end. He played college football at Maryland and was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, sixth overall in the 2006 NFL draft. In 2009, Davis co-led the NFL in touchdown receptions and consequently earned his first of two career Pro Bowl selections. Thanks to Wikipedia for this information. And now he's currently starring on ABC's hit series, Dancing with the Stars. Here we go, James, take it away.
Number 85, Vernon Davis.
Here he is. Oh, they're all stopping. Some people are throwing stuff at him. I don't know. Here he is. Welcome, pro athlete and new dancer on Dancing with the Stars, Vernon Davis. Welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Vernon Davis, welcome, my man.
Good to be here. Good to be here. No, thanks for having me, guys. No, that was a beautiful introduction.
Had a little technical difficulty starting off because I've been rusty for a bit coming into the studio. But you're glad you're here. We got the chariot in and everything. Thanks, James, for that. So thank you. But again, so Henry, thank you for coming in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he's a dear friend of yours as well. And Vernon Davis, thank you for coming here, especially in spite of all the situations going on. It's great to have your presence. And number one, we're blessed to be able to promote you here because we're going to be talking a lot about what's going on with you. Okay. So we always like to start off the show pretty simple, just asking the basic questions such as, where are you born and raised?
Washington, D.C.
Yep. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know growing up you always wanted to be an athlete or football player, let's say?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing basketball, football, soccer, and I always wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be a professional athlete all my life.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, about since what age at that point? Like, when did you?
I think it was around, I started around third grade.
And football itself?
It was football.
Was like during PE? During PE?
It was most PE, yeah. Right? Throwback tackle is what we would call it.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, flag football?
Flag football. Pretty much flag football. Uh-huh. Yep.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
And was there at that time a team that you grew up watching? And again, forgive me, I'm not the biggest sports fanatic, and I know probably a lot of fans were like, what? I appreciate it, and I played some sports, but I mean, I'm not as much as probably James Bowman here. But what was it for you that inspired you, or was there a team that inspired you to go into the sport itself?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a team, but the team that I grew up rooting for was the Washington Redskins, who now changed their name to the Washington Football Team.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my team. That's who we were rooting for. Yeah.
So then from that point on, so did you know in general, as a kid, because I know, like, for me, I grew up in the, and I think, Henry, you could relate, I grew up in the acting scene and in the filmmaking scene. So I knew watching TV shows like, I don't know, Silver Spoons, Different Strokes, like Ricky Schroeder, stuff like that. There was actors for me that I looked up to. I remember watching, like, Henry Thomas in E.T. and I go, oh, man, he was my age. And I could go, oh, I could relate to him, and that's someone I'd like to get into. For you, as a, going into the sports world, did you feel like, was there anything that you were going to say, you know what, I think I could do this as a career one day? Or was it just for fun and then something happened down the line?
I think it was always a dream. I always wanted to be an athlete, from watching the Redskins and just watching sports channels in general. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be an athlete. It was something about running outside, being active, whether it was football, basketball, you name it. I've always had that dream to be a professional athlete.
Mm. And who was that? Was there one athlete that inspired you?
Yeah, it was, I grew up looking at Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all those guys. I was just a sports fan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. About, James, for you, who was it that you like growing up? What makes you get into sports? Why are you such a big sports fanatic?
Well, it was like I didn't really have a choice. My family was always watching football on Sunday. And it was funny because my mom one day bought me like a variety of T-shirts, and they had different sports teams, like Steelers, Cowboys, 49ers. And she was like going to let me choose what team I liked. And the family pretty much was like vetoed that. They're like, there's no choice. You're going to be a 49er. So I was like, okay. And then it was funny because I didn't watch a losing season for like the first 20 years I ever watched football. And then I was shocked. Like, we didn't make the playoffs. What's going on?
Henry, were you a sports guy? Or
yes, of course. I was a big fan of the Cowboys. I followed Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, Newhouse. They were Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. Awesome. And so from that point on, from going to, did you play Little League in the beginning, or was it, or, you know, what was the sport that you played? Was it football still as a kid?
Yeah, I played Little League for 1 year because I was, and after that, I didn't play because I was afraid to wear the helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't wear the helmet. I just couldn't do it. So I stopped and I just started focusing on basketball pretty much.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So you could have went into the basketball world possibly.
I could have played basketball, but I wasn't growing anymore, so I figured.
You're pretty tall. Well, I know.
My position.
Do you mind asking how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4". Wow. Yeah. Well, that's pretty. What was an average basketball player height?
I mean, I play power forward, so I need to be a little taller than 6'4".
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And then, so what about once junior high hit? Still?
Junior high, I was still playing power forward, and, you know, I was always talented at basketball, but I just. You know, it just wasn't for me. When I arrived in high school, I walked in the gym and all these guys, they were like 6'6", 6'7". I was like, oh, forget that. I'm going to play football.
Gotcha. And then is this still in the high school? Was this all throughout?
This was high school. I walked in to play basketball, but then I walked into, after I realized I wasn't growing anymore and those guys were like 6'7", 6'8", I walked into the head coach's office in the football department. I was like, hey, I want to try out. I want to do something where I'm scoring touchdowns, whether it's tight end, wide receiver, you name it. So he put me out there, and you know, I was just running by everyone. Wow. And he found a spot for me, which was the tight end position.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Well, James, do you have any questions on his early years before we get into the whole professionalism?
Football starts taking off for you in high school, right? I mean, you were coming out of high school the number 3 overall in the nation tight end.
You've done your research, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Decides to go to Maryland, stays, you know, local, right, for 3 years.
I decided to stay local. Yep.
Stays local. Absolutely. For 3 years. And I remember at the combine, you know, you run a 4.3 40, and I was like shocked. Everybody was like, never heard of this. A tight end runs a 4.3 40. So tight ends are, you know, 6'4", 250. You know, wide receivers are like 6'1", 6'4". I don't know, I guess a prototype wide receiver, you know, with blazing speed, right? Mm-hmm. So Vernon Davis is, you know, the receivers are like 200, 220 would be a really big wide receiver, Terrell Owens or something like that. But Vernon Davis at 250 is running just as fast as the elite wide receivers, which was something that no one had ever seen at the time.
And so obviously you grew up watching Vernon. And he's probably one of your, because 49ers is your team.
Oh, yeah,
now,
absolutely.
From that point on, okay, so you get into, after in high school, as James has mentioned as well, how's that, did you even know, like, did you pick the team? You said you were always a Redskins fan. So how did it come about when you actually went in and then became, you know, get on the team? Maybe not what you wanted at the time, but, you know, for you.
Well, yeah, you're coming out of college. So I left college early as a junior, and I always wanted to play football. And I got a grade. You get a grade coming out of college. And I had like a late first round grade. And I went to my grandmother. I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to leave. You know, I have an opportunity to do really well and be a professional athlete. And she was like, no, you should stay in school. I was like, Ma, this is once in a lifetime opportunity. I can go back to school. So I was like, I ended up leaving. I got called to New York. And at the time, they picked 6 of the best athletes in college football.
Wow.
Right? So I was one of the top 6. It was myself, Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, Vince Young. And we were all sitting in New York. And I had my family come up on the train. And I'm sitting at the table and the phone rings. It's the San Francisco 49ers with the 6th pick in the draft.
Wow.
So I answer, it's Norv Turner. He's like, Vernon, how'd you like him to be a 49er, bud? I was like, what? I just started crying. My grandmother sitting there, my girlfriend at the time, and my grandfather, my father, and I'm just jumping up and down. I'm crying. I'm like, and I go on the stage where Roger Goodell's there, and next thing you know, wow. I'm a 49er.
Wow. What a great feeling.
Wow. And it's awesome. And James had told me early also, you were with them for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years. I have some
10 long years.
Unforgettable memories. I think the one I'll never forget is the divisional round against the Saints, the game winner with Alex Smith. That was like, that had me jumping, yelling.
That was,
everyone's
that was
like
a good
pumped.
Game.
That was like,
I remember
that
game. Yeah, that was great.
That had to have been just one of the highlights of your career, just catching.
Oh,
right? Like catching
the catch
that.
Three?
Yeah, the catch
they
three.
They gave me the catch three. Yeah.
And for those that are not familiar with the sport itself, and because I know, and it's going to kind of parallel to probably Dancing with the Stars as well. What is the average routine that people don't know? I mean, you see all the glamour, just like Hollywood. Some people always see the red carpets and they see the movie premieres. Mm-hmm. What is the daily grind, so to speak? Like, how early are you up to? What does that daily grind through that whole time that people, all they see maybe the Super Bowl highlights and all the games, mm-hmm. but there's that in between. And that's like me talking to somebody about the business and they're like, there's so much that goes on that it's so hard and they only see is one thing. But what do people don't get to see? Like you've experienced through that.
So much. There's a lot of things, a lot of distractions. There can be a ton of distractions from, you name it, all kinds of things. Woman, drugs, whatever. You have to make a choice. You have to make a decision to stay on the right path. And that's why the average career for an athlete is in the NFL is two to three years, wow. right? And a lot of that has to do with the lack of staying focus and injuries and just you name it. But they don't see you get up at 6:30 in the morning. They don't see you working all year round. They don't see you having the proper nutrition, taking care of your body from massages to chiropractic work. They don't see you going home after practice and getting on the jug machine, the machine that spits out the balls and catching extra balls, right? They don't see the vision boards beside your bed. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. There's a lot of dedication and determination that you have to put into it. Well, you don't have to do it, but it's a difference between being good and being great. Mm. What do you want? What do you want for yourself? Do you want to be a Hall of Famer? How far do you want to go? You have to ask yourself that question, right? And that's just what it is, like anything else.
And how did you, for you, keep yourself not only just humble, because you seem like obviously a humble person, and if you're rolling with Henry, he pretty much rolls with humble people, in my opinion. Oh, so that's why for me, but I mean, how did you keep staying humble, but also staying focused? Because like you said, just like in the entertainment industry, you can get distracted, and I grew up in this industry, and Henry knows, there was from the parties to the clubs, and then you have to learn when you have to go, learn your lines and not party, and then have to this. How do you stay not being distracted? What was that? How did you stay focused for you? And how do you stay grounded, I would say? What would be the biggest thing that you
I think just everything, the foundation. Having my grandparents that raised me, my grandmother and grandfather at the time, they planted a good seed. It was the foundation that I had, my faith and family and just knowing what I wanted. I've always been the type of guy to stay focused, because if you're not staying focused, you can lose everything. And so it meant everything to me. And that's just what it was. I had to rely on that.
Okay. James, you got any question before we go to a music break? Really quickly.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about, obviously, your transition, because I hear you just retired, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars and how people could start to vote for you and your experience with that. Okay.
Okay.
So again, so let's start with. Do you have any social media right now or websites?
Vernon
or anything
Davis
like that?
85.
So Vernon Davis 85. Check him out. Is that on Instagram
and Twitter?
Okay, Vernon Davis 85. That's VERNON D as in dog AVIS and then 85. Yeah. That's on that's his social. So check him out. Also, he's currently on Dancing with the Stars, and we'll obviously promoting this more, but let's preempt this. So if you want to text and check, you could text voting for him, which is text Vernon, that's TextVernon, and then 21523. Is that correct? So
yes.
Text Vernon 21523, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about that and how you guys could get involved. We're going to be cutting to a music break. James Bowman, we're going to be introducing this song. So you want to introduce this song that's coming up?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. So what is the song that
we got? Dirty Flint by Aloni Doll?
Honey Doll.
Oh, oops, Honey Doll.
Okay, so we got, we got these Dirty Flirt. It's Dirty Flirt.
Oh, dirty. Okay, sorry.
Dirty Flirt by my dear friend.
Sorry, let's do that one more time.
Honey Doll. And we'll be back more here with Vernon Davis. From Dancing with the Stars. So again, check it out, and we'll be right back here. Here is Dirty Flirt by Honey Doll.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I know you wanna get flirt. I know you wanna get flirt. I know you wanna get flirt. Come on, boy, talk dirty. I know you wanna get flirt. I know you wanna get flirt. I know you wanna get flirt. Come on, boy, talk dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty.
Talk dirty.
Boy, talk that game to me.
Let me hear you talking.
Wanna hear you say my name to me.
Wanna hear you say it.
Won't you talk that dirty to me?
That dirty.
Whisper in my ear, tell me how bad you want me. Yeah.
Talk dirty.
Face to face, don't need no DM. Late night, pick me up, come and get me in your BM. Yeah. Wanna hear you tell me what you want.
What you want.
How you like it, from the back or from the front.
Talk dirty.
Boy, can we talk for a minute?
Can we talk?
Cause I ain't came out for a minute.
For a minute.
But I ain't coming up to catch no feelings.
No feelings.
If you ain't with it, then forget it.
Just forget it.
Sorry, boy, gon' have to see you later.
See you later.
Cause your girl might be looking for a player.
I need a player.
And we ain't got no time to be wasting. Don't care about the money you be making. So come on to me,
dirty.
So come talk to me,
dirty.
Let's get out of here,
dirty.
Take a walk with me,
dirty.
Talk dirty to me,
dirty.
I know you want a little freak, are you worthy for me? That dirty, dirty,
that dirty, dirty,
wanna hear that dirty, dirty,
that dirty, dirty,
talk that dirty, dirty,
dirty, dirty,
that dirty, dirty.
Whisper, 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 whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
You ain't got a phone.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. Tell me what you want. I said whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
Tell me what you want.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. We gon' get this on.
Spend some more of that money on me. Say the right thing, just might let you put some honey on me. Gas me up. Fill my head up, baby. See some G-shit that gon' make me feel much better, baby. Get some drinks and kick it with me. Show these girls I'm the one you are. Make me feel like the only girl. Even though you ain't know me wrong. Don't be scared to touch me there. Tonight might be your only shot. You gon' have to build your confidence and show this girl just what you got.
That dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
I wanna hear that dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
Talk that dirty, dirty.
It's that dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
Whisper, 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 whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
You ain't got a phone.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. Tell me what you want. I said whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
Tell me what you want.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. We gon' get this on.
I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty.
Talk dirty.
Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk
dirty, dirty.
All right, that was Dirty Flirt by Honey Doll. So check them out if you like that. They were a guest of mine here on the show. They're also dear friends. So check out Honey Doll over on social. And again, that song is Dirty Flirt. So check them out. So again, we are back here. Thank you, James, for introducing that song. We're back here
You're
with
welcome.
My guest co-host, my dear friend James Bowman. Also, guest host of the guest host, my longtime dear friend, Mr. Henry Penzi. Welcome back.
We're back.
And we got the guest of the hour, pro athlete as well as new dancer to Dancing with the Stars. We have the one and only Mr. Vernon Davis. Welcome back to the studio, StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome back.
Good to be back. Thank
so,
you.
So, Vernon, so we left off with going into the pros and into the football and into also the rigor that you guys go through, into all that. And then after all those years of doing that, you just mm-hmm. finally retired pretty mm-hmm. much doing that. What was the takeaway that you were able to get from now being able to reflect back and actually now just kind of like relaxing more, not doing that 6 a.m., starting out and all those exercises, all that stuff? And I mean, you still work out, obviously. You're very, very fit. But I'm saying with all that, what is the biggest takeaway you could actually now say from leaving that chapter of your life, so to speak? And what made you actually retire? What was the final point that says, this is the year?
I think just over time, wear and tear, wanting to move to the next chapter of my life. I've been playing football for so long. I played for 14 long years. Wow. And I wanted to spend more time with my kids. I wanted to move to the next chapter and do other things like acting and producing and just get into that next phase of my career and transitioning.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. So let's go from that. So from that point on, you said acting. Is there mm-hmm. actors that inspire you?
Yeah, I like Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
He's my all-time favorite.
Great.
He's awesome. We know about him. He set the tone for the African Americans and just in general. Will Smith, I like Denzel Washington. Those guys are all phenomenal.
Now, I'm sure through the years of playing football, you've gotten to meet some. I'm sure that's inspired. Were there actors that you've gotten to meet through the years of being, in the pros?
Yeah, I've run into so many. I ran into Will Smith years back. Terry Crews.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The Rock. I did a movie with him called Baywatch. I'm in that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was great. Ron Perlman. Right. Frank Grillo. David Gyasi. I've been
that's awesome.
Making my rounds, yeah.
Yeah, because is it weird for you when some people that you look up to say, oh, man, I watch you, I look up to you? I mean, is that kind of weird for you?
Yeah, I mean, when you see guys, actors, and they're fans of yours, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool, It's humbling. It's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's go you retire, and then how did – let's transition into Dancing with the Stars. How did that transition for you, and how does that go about? Because I've had friends through the years on it. I never really actually got to ask them, like, how does that go? Like, did you just say, I want to do that? I want to be on that show? Or did they call you up and go, hey, well, you want to be on the show? Like, how does that kind of work out, and how did that transition for you? Something you wanted to do, dance?
Yeah, well, I've never been into dancing ever. They reached out to me 6 years ago, and I was playing football at the time. And
really?
Okay. I couldn't do it. Yeah, I'm an honorary captain for the U.S. curling team, so I was actually in Sochi. Was it Sochi during the time? Yeah, I was supporting the curling team, and I was like, there's no way I can do this. I'm supporting these guys. I'm still playing football. I cannot do it at the moment. I've always been a believer in putting your heart and soul into something, and I said, you know what? Maybe when I retire, I'll revisit. The opportunity came back. Mr. Henry Penzi called me. He's like, hey, we got to get you on this. They want you. Let's do it. So I was like, oh, I can't dance, Henry. I don't know. So I did. I decided to do it.
Okay. And then so once you get that, like for you, obviously, I'm sure you got nervous when you got drafted in football. For you to now do something, a territory, your new chapter, going into this, were you nervous or were you like, because you're, what do you think was more nervous? What do you think is more nervous? Or is it equal?
It could be equal. I would say it's equal, but getting drafted was, I was nervous.
That was nervous.
I think anytime you do anything when you're moving into a different thing in your life, you're always going to be nervous. Even before a game or competition, you always have that nervous feeling.
Okay, so now you go into it. So what was day one for you? How was that now going into it? Because now how many weeks have you been doing the show?
I'm about to move into week three.
Week three.
Yeah.
Okay, so before what audience doesn't see, how long, or are you allowed to talk about how long before what you're seeing right now? Was there a lot of prep?
Preparation?
Before the dancing?
Yeah, before you actually start dancing.
Before I start dancing, yes. Yeah, I mean, we're talking 5 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 hours a day dedicated to the craft. It's, every day, no breaks, no off days. You're working 7 days a week. When it comes to dancing.
And then did they tell you who your partner is? And for the audiences that don't know, who's your partner?
Her name's Pita. I didn't know prior to going to actually arriving here in LA. I didn't know. I had to walk in and meet her. I walk in, I see this beautiful woman. She's just gorgeous. Her personality, charisma, she's just perfect for me. Perfect partner.
And then she just all of a sudden start drilling you like, we got to do this, we got to do that right away.
Yeah, and she was coaching me up. You know, just showing me. She's a great coach, mm-hmm. probably one of the best coaches I've ever had.
Wow.
But she's great. And yeah, we were working, and hey, it's a full-time commitment, dedication. Wow. You got to be dedicated to it.
And what did you learn about yourself doing this? I mean, doing this process versus doing football? Like for you, were there things about your body that you figured out you could do that you didn't know you could do beforehand? Or is it?
Yeah, so I didn't
kind of
think
similar regimen.
Yeah, I didn't know it's a similar regimen to football. I mean, it's just constant, just repetition. I didn't know think I can do any of this, but I've always believed that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I'm very optimistic about everything, and I'm learning that, hey, yes, that's right, anything is possible. It gave me more motivation and just drive. I'm inspired now because of this. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And well, it's different now because you're doing it, but is there the audience? I haven't gotten to watch. Is there an audience now?
No audience. No.
So is it not as nervousing if it was going to be?
Oh, no, it's still nervous.
It's still nervous.
Because the world's watching and you know that you have people watching you in the studio, other
camera guys.
Camera guys. So it's the same feeling.
Gotcha.
Same feeling.
That's awesome. Well, and that's cool that you're still in the mix, right?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm safe. Yeah. I'm safe for now. Yeah. I'm safe.
So, James, you got any questions in regards to prior or now during a Dance with the Star days?
Well, yeah, I was curious. Like, so when you're getting coached up, what are you like working on? What are you doing to like? What are some of the basic things you did to start getting maybe the timing and the rhythm and maybe loosen up your hips or whatever?
Yeah. Well, counting music for sure. You have to count your steps. You have to learn how to count. You have to focus on your posture, keeping your arms up. That's been the biggest thing. So it's pretty phenomenal because before I walked into the studio, I couldn't do a handstand. I couldn't walk on my hands, but now I can.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just playing around one day in the studio, maybe a week ago, last week, and I realized that I could walk on my hands now.
You just have to try.
Yeah, it's crazy because you're keeping your arms up like this every single day, 7 days a week. I mean, 5 hours a day for 7 days a week. So now my shoulders are really strong, apparently. It's crazy. Well, it's the best thing ever.
Now, Henry, I know you've been kind of quiet, and I know you guys are different, but for the audience, or maybe ask a question as if you don't know, is there a question that maybe you think that audiences should know that you would like to ask? There's your chance to ask Vernon himself that maybe you don't know, or maybe you think audiences would like to know?
Oh, that he's had very little.
Or what questions could you ask him?
Well, the question would be, like, I think he had a ballet dance one time before this, I heard. Maybe?
No.
Well, thanks for clarifying.
No. I didn't wear a tutu. No tutu for me.
That's what everybody's waiting for.
No tutu for me.
So, just kidding.
No, is there any actually a question that you
know? No, I think that's...
Okay. So now, how are people able to, what are they able to do? I mean, obviously, the people that watch the show, it's been on for years, but, like, for those that don't, I mean, there's still generations that don't, or some listeners that just don't watch the show, but if they are going to tune in, how do they, what's the voting process? And it comes on every Monday, right? Every Monday night on ABC.
Yes.
Okay. And then you perform, and then how does the whole voting process work?
They have a chance to vote up to 20 times.
Okay, so 20
times. There's two platforms. They can either text Vernon to 21523 or they can go online at www.dwtsvote.abc.com.
Or at abc.com or .abc?
.com.
Okay.
.abc, wdtsvote.abc.com.
Okay.
And vote up to 10 times.
Okay, great. Okay. And then to know when you... And what's that feeling like when you, if the feel like if you're going to be booted off or not? Like, is it that really nervous all the time?
Yeah, at the end, they bring everyone out and they start playing the music and then everyone's just standing there. Am I going home? You know, it's tough, man. It's tough.
Wow. That's and then also to balance that, I also heard through the grapevine you also have some. You're dabbling into other things. What are the other hobbies that you do? And you got you're involved with some other things outside of Dancing with the Stars and being a pro athlete, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I've done two films already. I've had some lead roles in two films: Red Winter and Message from Brianna. That's in post production right now. Those will be coming out soon. I also had a role on BET, and the director called me back. So I'm filming a movie tomorrow for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Victoria Raul.
Yeah.
She's, I'm playing a prison guard in one of her films, Rich and the Ruthless.
Yeah, she did. Did she on Diagnosis Murder, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guest starred on that show year. And I
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, she's been around for a while, soap operas and things. So she has a really good track record. So I'm pleased to work with her. She's a great, awesome director.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing that. What else?
I know you have something.
Yeah, I'm an investor. Okay. I have Riff, Cold Brew, Alter Ego, which I invested in. I invested in Riff because, from my understanding, I was really intrigued by this, but I didn't know that once coffee comes out of the fruit, you know, coffee's a fruit, and they get rid of the fruit, and it pollutes the environment. It's really toxic. Yeah, so they learn to use the fruit as a beverage. They put it in a beverage called Riff Alter Ego, which is pretty tasty and pretty phenomenal.
And you just got into that one day and decided I want to get into that. Like, how did you get presented that?
Yeah, so I'm an investor. So it all it's like the law of attraction. Once you in a certain thing, whether it's acting or it just comes my way, and I vet it out. And I like to stay true to things that I believe in.
Correct.
Right, and things that can make a difference in the world. Mm. Pretty much.
So how do people get this product?
They can go on Amazon and get it. Okay. For sure. Right. That's a great way to go. If they want to buy, purchase the product and try it, go to Amazon.
So it's Riff. It's R-I-F-F?
R-I-F-F.
Okay.
Alter Ego.
Alter Ego.
Yes.
Awesome. So they can get that. And then you got these movies coming out. Now, is there an ideal role? Let's put that out there as well. I believe in that as well, putting it out there. And you never know who's listening. Because I remember one time they interviewed like Samuel Jackson and how he got into Star Wars. He was like on a talk show. And he just mentions, "Oh, I always wanted to be in a Star Wars movie." Next thing you know, Star Wars people heard it and go, "You want to be in Star Wars?" And
I would love to be in Star Wars. Star Wars. What else? Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay, good.
I mean, you name it. Marvel. I would love it. I love drama. I love action. But you know, most importantly, I love the process, the time that you put in to really develop yourself as an actor. That's what I spend most of my time doing. Just really fine tuning myself with the tools that I need to get out there. You know what I mean? If I need to be emotional, it's all in your eyes.
Right.
You know, I never knew that. I mean, you're in it, but it's all in your eyes. It's the feeling that you get, you know, the things, the substitutions and that you put into that, to the work, and just living truly in that moment. It's the most beautiful thing ever. I mean, I went to school for art studio, so art correlates.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
And I believe that in the eyes, because I studied a lot with watching Jack Nicholson. If you ever watch Jack Nicholson, A Few Good Men, it's like his face is this straight, and then he's just all of his eyes, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's like
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, and so I do believe in that. So this is awesome. We got like 7 minutes left here. So, and James, you got any questions? Last minute questions before we wrap this up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess one of the questions would be anyone thinking about pursuing a career in football. What just basic advice would you give somebody just starting off and maybe deciding if it's the sport for them?
Yeah, I'd say just go with it. If you believe in it, you believe in yourself, you think you can do it, and you know you want to do it, then go for it. But like I said, with anything, the preparation, putting the time and energy in, becoming as good as you possibly can, and that's outworking everyone. When you walk on, every time you walk on the field or in the gym, you want to think, to believe that you're better than everyone out there, faster, better, stronger, you name it. And that's just the mindset you have to have.
I see. Gotcha. That's fantastic. Yeah. And I have one other question. So who's your biggest competition on the show right now, the dancers?
My biggest competition, oh my gosh, that's so hard to answer because everyone's really good. It's crazy because every time I walk into the studio, and we're actually either rehearsing or whatever. I'm looking at everyone. I'm like, wow, everyone's actually really good.
You're like, this is good.
This
Let's
is crazy.
Go. Let's go.
This is crazy. Do you have a dancing background? I'm asking everyone. Do you have a dancing background? Because right. you look pretty good to me. Even Carole Baskin looks good. She looks phenomenal.
And for you, like, so right now, what's your routine? So you get up now. Well, how early do you have to get up for Dancing with the Stars now? Let's say, what's that routine versus?
I'm up early every morning. I'm up at 7 because I try to get a workout in. But most of the time, my workout is actually in the studio because dancing is a workout. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. I'm losing my marbles.
And what does your family think of you on this? Are they more excited about seeing you on Dancing with the Stars or when they watch you on football growing up?
Dancing, because they've seen me. They see me play football all my life pretty much. So when the kids and family see me on dancing, my grandmother called me the other day. She said, I didn't know you had that in you.
Wow.
See, I didn't know you could do that. Where'd you get that from? I was like, I train 5 hours a day. I better be good.
Yeah. is there an actor? I know let's try to end off this here. So is there an actor? We'll put that out here as well. I know you said you possibly do kind of action films, dramas. Is there an actor you'd like to work with currently that you would want to put that out there as well? You never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors. Actress, maybe Victoria, who else? Probably, I'd say Viola Davis. Morgan Freeman, maybe even
Chris
Will Smith.
Hart.
Okay. Wow.
Chris Hart?
Yeah. I'd love to work with Chris Hart. You're right.
Yeah. Could you do comedy?
I could do a little comedy. Yeah. Well, I think I got good comedic timing.
Yeah, you got good comedic timing. Made me laugh a couple times.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, right?
Anything's possible. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. So let's go back here. So if they want to vote for you, how do they do that one more time? So it's Dancing with the Stars, ABC, Monday nights. Is it two nights sometimes? I know it's Mondays and Tuesdays.
No, it's one.
It's just
one
Monday
night.
Nights?
Yeah,
okay.
Monday nights.
So you the show airs, and then, again, if they want to vote for you, you got one coming up this Monday.
Every Monday.
Mm-hmm. So then how do they vote one more time?
Yeah, text Vernon to 21523 via text, or they can go online at www.dwtsvote.abc.com.
Okay. And then so you could vote from them. And then also you got Riff Alter.
Ego. Yes.
Which is a product you could go on Amazon.
Yes.
Right? And then you also got two films coming out.
Yes.
Let's talk about what were the titles one more time on those.
Red Winter and A Message from Brianna.
Okay. Anyone in that that we would know?
Who would you know in there?
In all those dramas, actions?
Well, Red Winter, up-and-coming actress Ashley Williams. I have to give her a shout-out because she's phenomenal. She's awesome. And a message from Brianna. I worked with Asia Epperson, another up-and-coming actress.
Awesome.
Who's, some phenomenal up-and-coming actresses.
Awesome. Well, those come out, you could always come back and promote that as well if you ever want.
Absolutely.
So cool. And Henry, any last minute things you want to talk or plug really quick?
No, all good. Thank you for having us.
Cool. We got 3 minutes. So I know kind of James asked this, but I want to kind of end off. This is normally the end-all question, and you kind of answered it, but maybe something a little bit more into it. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. Mm-hmm. We want to inspire those. Mm-hmm. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, whether it's being an athlete, whether it's dancing, or maybe an entrepreneur, or just follow their dreams in general?
Learn as if you'll live forever. Learn as if you live forever. I tell everyone that. Always have a plan. Be dedicated to that plan. Know that there's always a purpose for you. So just go with it. Go with the flow. Go with the process. Trust the process. Go with what you've been given, and eventually it'll turn into what you ultimately want to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Vernon, I want to say best of luck on Dancing with the Stars. Best of luck with your career. God bless you, my man. It's been a pleasure. Henry, it's always great seeing you. Always great seeing you. James, thank you for coming in. And one more time, your socials, it's Vernon Davis or at...
No. At Vernon Davis, at 85.
85. So check him out again. Check him out. Dancing with the Stars again. That's text Vernon 21523. That's text Vernon 21523. And then or you could go to www.dwtsvote.abc.com. For the website to vote over there. And and then he's got his movies coming out. It's great to be back here. It's just going back in the flow. What I always like to end off my show with this. First off, want to say thank you all again for sticking out through this whole COVID time. I want to wish everyone many blessings. I really hope everyone is safe out there. I'm so grateful and appreciative on all your guys' loyalship. There's no show without you guys, and I'm so grateful. And it's been kind of irking at me to be able to get that off my chest, to be able to say how much I love you guys and appreciate you guys. And I'm so grateful for just everyone in here. Seriously, Henry, we've had a long road, and it's great to see you here. Vernon, I believe in this motto: once a friend, always a friend. So you, my man, are now part of my friendship, so to speak, circle of friends. And James, I do appreciate it. So I'd like to end off this with this verse, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice.